Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4296.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
A person who had the most significant influence on me was probably my father. He did a good job about teaching me how to raise a family, doing things the right way, and most of all, how to be a man.
What do you aspire to be?
Great. I always thought of myself as somebody that was going to achieve some kind of greatness, and that's what I aspire to.
What types of things make you happy?
Friends. Staying busy makes me very happy. Lulls in my day kind of slow me down.
What types of things make you sad?
Death makes me sad. Not meeting goals. Pretty much just disappointment all around makes me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from a small country town. Grew up on a farm, bunch of cattle, baled hay, pitched watermelons. Kind of made me very humble. Also gave me great ambition to try and achieve something more than what I had when I started. Gave me the opportunity to leave the small area and explore larger, more unexplored domains, the rest of the world.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
They have to be trustworthy. It's one of the most admirable qualities. I think that they need to be strong, and they need to be educated.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I like my ambition the most. It's given me lots of hope in slow times in life, and yeah, it's kind of given me something to strive and drive for on a regular basis. Now, quality that I like least is I'm extremely spontaneous, very quick to choose. It's getting me in trouble a few times.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Working hard, being honest, our faith. I think those are good qualities that I would make sure my children have.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
It's kind of twofold. Parents, more of a relaxed setting, not doing much. A barbecue, maybe going on a vacation, but nothing, anything serious. My siblings, on the other hand, and we want to be very active and go all the time.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
One of the things I enjoyed is growing up in a small town. I had the opportunity to do a bunch of hands-on work, everything from construction to herding cattle, roping, farming. And I got to achieve all of those different things, and probably wouldn't have done that if I wouldn't have grown up where I did.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is probably Lord of the Flies. When I was younger, I read that book about 10 times. Just about for every book report I had to do, I did it on the same book every year. But it is one of my favorite books. I like the story. The types of books that I enjoy most, though, are generally how-to books. I'm always trying to expand the knowledge in the way things that I'm able to do or understand. So if I can learn how to do something new while reading a book, it seems worthwhile to me. I really don't have a favorite literary character.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
Last book I read was The Great Gatsby. And I'd like to say that my favorite character was Gatsby. He kind of had a persona that people admired and wanted to be, and had kind of a mysterious allure to him that gave him the ability to develop an image that may not necessarily have been true, but was prominent towards his goals.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The last movie I saw was this movie Side Effects. It was very interesting. It wasn't what I thought it was going to turn out to be. It was full of surprises, and I was kind of surprised and happy with the ending.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
My favorite sport to watch is football. I enjoy it, especially college football. I spent a lot of time in college going to the games and developing a real relationship with the sport.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I play a lot of golf. I do that usually at least 4 times a week in the driving range, and then police play 1 round of golf at the end of the week, weather permitting. But I really picked that up in the last 2 or 3 years and really taken off with it. It's been primary focus in my free time.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm fairly creative. Since I was young, I've been extremely good at painting. I never really tried to develop any kind of technique, just kind of naturally talented. And I'll paint a picture once every 4 months or so, just on an off day when there's nothing else to be done. But it's where I express most of my creativity.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Bradley Cooper.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Well, I'd say maybe about 6 years ago, I was put up to the task to climb the it's called the Stairway to Heaven. It's a series of stairs in Hawaii. It's probably about I think it's a little over 10,000 steps, and it's almost a vertical ladder for the majority of the way. It's steel steps, and there's rails on both sides, so it's only about 2 foot wide, so just wide enough for a small person to get by. The trip up takes about 10 hours. The trip down takes about 3. It led me to overcome some fear of heights, in that the way down on both sides of the stairs was pretty sheer, and then the people on their way down, there wasn't enough room for them to slide by you. You had to climb over the rail and kind of hang on for your life as they passed, and they got the right of way because they've already made it to the top and had the way down. So I got over a fear of heights there, and developed some persistence, because there's a lot of times that you wanted to give up. Halfway up, you develop blisters on the smalls of your feet, from the way that you climb the stairs, and you kind of learn as you go. But yeah, I mean, that was fairly difficult, fairly recent, but I enjoyed it.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I think I would like to interview Abraham Lincoln. I feel like he persevered through some pretty troubling times, and how he decided to and developed the will to manage all of those things and to make it through there. I'd like to have that conversation.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Probably one of the largest risks I ever took was switching careers and moving towns. For the majority of my adult life, I managed hotels. I was a hotel manager for several years, and when I changed jobs to become a financial advisor, it required me to uplift and leave everything that I've gotten accustomed to and start out in a new city with nobody there in a new career that I had no experience in. And it was more of a leap of faith of whether or not I could or couldn't do it, and we were going to find out one way or the other.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'm having a pretty good time doing what I'm doing now. There's a lot of worse things I could be doing. I suppose that, financial aspects aside, I would probably learn to play the piano or the guitar and express those talents. I've never been able to put a lot of energy into those. Tried them before, but I think that would be extremely fun.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life would be that life is everything that you make of it. Whether you can't very well control the things that happen to you, how you deal with those things and how you move past them will define your life. The activities that you do, the way that you're remembered, and the lives that you touch while you are alive will be the definition of who you are and how you lived.
What is your favorite dinner?
Shake and bake pork chops. Mother made them whenever I was young. It's been my favorite meal ever since. It's the only meal she makes when I go home. Or at least the first meal, anyway.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I did. It was Monopoly. I was pretty good at it, and most people didn't want to play more than once. I'll lose some friends over Monopoly.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I went cliff diving when I was 15. It was remarkable. It was really exciting, but that was probably the craziest thing that I've ever done.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Walk the dog. She's the first one that wakes me up. She's ready to go. So we take care of that first. She gets fed, and then I get ready for work.
What is your favorite season and why?
Summer is my favorite season. I love the water. I love water skiing, wakeboarding. I just love being outdoors. And it's really hard to accomplish that in the winter. And the fall, spring's kind of nice, but it's still a little chilly. And the weather is kind of sporadic. But summer is my favorite. I enjoy the heat, enjoy being outside.
What matters to you most?
My goals and my family matter to me most. First off, family. I want to make sure that everybody's always safe and everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing and achieving what they want. But most of all, it's important for me to achieve the goals that I've set for myself.
What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Whenever I was, when was it? Junior high graduation. We a small school. We had a mock graduation when we left junior high and went to high school. And there was this girl that sat in front of me that I liked. And right after her name was called and she came back to her seat, I pulled her chair out from under her and she fell on her butt. It was hilarious. However, the funniest thing that happened to me is come high school graduation, she sat behind me and tables turned right after I received my diploma and sat back down. She pulled the chair out from underneath me. Quite embarrassing, but justified though.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
If I was a superhero, I would probably be Superman. He's got the pretty good power list of characteristics, and I think those would be well deserved in any Marvel superhero.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I could be invisible. I don't know. I think I would spend some time in the White House, get a little bit better aspect about the things that go on there. Maybe spend some time in some other countries and seeing how they run their businesses and how they achieve some things.
Why did you choose financial advising as your line of work?
One of the aspects that I absolutely loved about the hotel industry was the service part. May not think of it as a very service-oriented business in that people need you, but there's a lot of instances when you can make a difference to a person depending on the reason why they're traveling. We had a lot of people come in who had family members who were in the hospital and who were ill, and sometimes they just wanted somebody to talk to. Sometimes they were on vacation and making the difference to have their favorite kind of jelly for breakfast, or maybe they were on a huge construction project, were away from home for months at a time, and just needed a reasonable place to stay. But when choosing to become a financial advisor, there's two things that brought me into the career. One was the puzzle of everybody's financial situation is different. Their goals different, what they want out of life, how they want to live in retirement, what they want for their family. It's all different. And then with the almost unlimited possibilities for ways to solve those problems and finding out the correct way to solve it for a specific person, having those conversations and developing the relationship with them to make sure and guide them so that they can achieve those lifestyles that they may have thought were only dreams. So I guess the enjoyment I got from the hotel industry and helping people and dealing with people I get to do over again as a financial advisor, plus there's more of a puzzle hands-on experience for me that I enjoy doing.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Most interesting that I find is that once I got into the career and spent some time in it and developed several clients, I was very surprised that some very successful people had very low education as to the choices they have made to gain that wealth. Most of the time, it was a whim decision and almost a stroke of luck. No real strategy behind it. I was kind of surprised that it ended up that way.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
I'm not sure right now. I mean, I'm enjoying the career that I've chosen for myself very much. I haven't experienced anything along the way that would maybe want to change to something different, but But I think that, you know, the opportunity, a better opportunity for success would be a new career. But I think it would be in the same realm of finance.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'd definitely be, hopefully still be, financial advisor. Larger office, more clients, shorter work day. Hopefully we'll migrate to 6 hours a day, 4 days a week. That's the end goal in 10 years. I'll have a family, wife, couple of kids, dog, modest house, with, you know, 4 vacations a year. So that's the 10-year plan.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
For me, my romantic evenings, is a lot of effort that goes into those. A lot of planning and making sure that everything falls into place and the event is exactly the way that I want it to be. No surprises. So I would say, for a specific holiday, we'll take maybe Valentine's Day. It's a romantic day. You know, it would start off with a series of events that led to a romantic dinner at the end of the day. But my date or significant other would appreciate the entire day's events leading up to the grand finale, I suppose.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
They have to be ambitious and successful and educated. Those qualities and the ability to have a conversation that supersedes daily activity is a must-have in a relationship for me. There has to be ambition and strife. I have a hard time thinking that I could be married to somebody who could settle.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Provide for her, provide for the family. I guess I would assume that's a responsibility. But as far as the nicest thing, just continue to treat them with the respect that they deserve throughout a relationship.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in the donor program because I felt like if I had the ability to help others achieve some kind of happiness in their lives, that I should offer that assistance if necessary. You know, somebody might need my help, and if I can give it, I should.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Always set your goals high. You know, some people will tell you to set goals within reach. I would urge you to set them out of reach. Try to achieve more than you ever could before. Don't ever give up. Try harder than everybody else in the room. And always be honest.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4296.